News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI chief has revealed some of what's been learned about the Trump rally gunman. Sagar Magani has details.
Director Chris Wray tells a House panel investigators probed a laptop tied to Thomas Matthew Crooks and, among other things, found a Google search from a week before the shooting.
How far away was Oswald from Kennedy?
Referring to Lee Harvey Oswald's killing of President Kennedy 61 years ago. Ray says investigators have found images from searches of news stories, things like pictures of prominent officials, but says that's not overly indicative of a motive.
That could be just because he was reading news stories.
Ray says the gunman also flew a drone roughly 200 yards from the rally stage before Trump spoke, viewing and live streaming the footage. That adds to questions about security lapses before the event. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered a fiery speech to Congress, saying Hamas could end the war in Gaza today by surrendering and disarming.
But if they don't, Israel will fight until we destroy Hamas's military capabilities, end its rule in Gaza, and bring all our hostages home.
Netanyahu's address prompted demonstrations outside the U.S. Capitol. Haya Pajwani reports at one point police deployed pepper spray.
Thousands of protesters descended on Washington, chanting, Some tried to block streets ahead of Netanyahu's speech. Police wearing gas masks blocked the crowd, which was calling for an end to the war that has killed more than 39,000 Palestinians. U.S. Capitol Police said some members of the crowd had become violent and failed to obey orders to move back from the police line. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Political news. President Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office tonight on his decision to drop his re-election bid. 8 Eastern. This is AP News. Tech stocks let the air out on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks dropped to their worst losses since 2022 after profit reports from Tesla and Alphabet helped suck momentum from Wall Street's frenzy around AI technology. The S&P 500 tumbled 2.3%. The Dow lost 504 points, about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite skidded 3.6%. The profit reports from Tesla and Google's parent company weren't disasters, but they raised questions among investors about which other big tech companies might fall short of expectations. Big tech stocks have carried the market this year amid the AI furor, but critics say they've grown too expensive. Smaller stocks also fell sharply, losing momentum following strong recent gains. Seth Sutel, New York.
More profit reports after the bell. Ford Motor Company's second quarter net income fell 4.7% from a year ago, pre-tax profits dropping at its combustion engine unit due to warranty costs. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.